106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Whoopee-tie-yay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
Yep, he's back in the saddle and on the Airedale. Welcome to Uncle Marty's 3D Radioactivity with 50,000 watts of imaginary power, spanning the four corners of the Earth. I thought that the world was round, so if you want to drop me a line from one of those corners, send an email to 3dradio@usa.com. I'd love to hear from you. Tonight, our little corner is 20 miles south and 2 miles west of the Golden Gate Bridge in Fogville, just outside of San Francisco, USA. Now, to fully experience the program, we hope that you have the red speaker to your right and the blue speaker on the left. It's time to lock your seat back, slat your tray tables, and listen as we take off on another 3D adventure in sound with Radio Marty and his lucky dog, Sean.
Don't know how long it is
Love is a song by the pop rock band Wilson Phillips, consisting of Carney and Wendy, the daughters of Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, and China, whose parents are John and Michelle Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas. It was the fourth single released from the group's debut eponymous album that sold over 10 million copies worldwide and was nominated for 4 Grammys and 2 American Music Awards. It spent 4 weeks atop the Adult Contemporary list in 1991, their longest visit there on this chart, and they paralleled that mark on the Billboard Hot 100, their third in that position and 4th top 5 single. I'm Uncle Marty, and once again, we're playing songs that ranked in the number 1 position in Billboard magazine, the international publication devoted to the music industry, one of the oldest trade periodicals in the business. It maintains several charts that track the most popular recordings internationally in various categories on a weekly basis. These have existed for pop, country, and R&B since 1946, with additional album listings for each style debuting for the next 20 years. The two big ones are the Billboard 200 for LP sales and the Hot 100, which ranks the top tunes regardless of genre. At the end of the year, they chronicle the best tracks of the past 12 months, as determined by the journal, based on radio airplay, digital sales, and internet streaming data. Sean and I expect some serious head-bobbing, heart-throbbing, and toe-tapping to be happening on this episode. So without further ado, let's keep the party going here on the 3D Radioactivity, your soul and inspiration.
Thank you. that makes you feel alright. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love, can buy me love. Everybody tells me so, can buy me love. No, 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 say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Tell me that you want the kind of things that money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
Thank you.
In the Mood is a big band era number one hit recorded by the Glenn Miller Orchestra. It was one of the longest lasting, having topped the charts for 13 straight weeks in 1940 in the U.S., and 1 year later, was featured in the movie Sun Valley Serenade. This was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1983, as the song is one of the most recognized and popular instrumentals of the 20th century. It contributed to another, as it appeared in the Beatles' All You Need Is Love, number one single in 1967. 3 years earlier, when Can't Buy Me Love went to number one, the entire top five of the Hot 100 was by the Fab Four, the next positions being filled by Twist and Shout, She Loves You, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and Please Please Me. No other act has held that pentad simultaneously. I hope you were able to enjoy the great example of stereo separation on that cut, too. McCartney once said about the song that the idea behind it was all these material possessions are very well, but they won't buy me what I really want, and that is exactly why we heard You're My Soul and Inspiration, the first major hit for the American pop group The Righteous Brothers after parting ways with their longtime producer Phil Spector, as well as the title track to that album. The single peaked at number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and North of the Border in Canada, as well as reaching number 15 on the U.K. singles charts. It was the record of the year for 1966, as every tune we feature this time is one. We just heard one of the most popular instrumentals, so let's check out one that's nearly all vocals, initially laid down in the writer's house with a most unusual rhythm section.
Doo-be-doo-dum-dum, dum-doo-dum, 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 doo-be-doo. I want you to know, doo-be-doo, I love you so, doo-be-doo, please hold me so tight, doo-be-doo, all through the night, doo-be-doo, dum-dum, dum-doo-dum, doo-be-doo, dum-dum, dum-doo-dum, doo-be-doo, dum-dum, dum-doo-dum. So long, doo-be-doo, for your kisses and your love, doo-be-doo, please come to me, doo-be-doo, from up above, doo-be-doo, I want you to know, doo-be-doo, I love you so, doo-be-doo, I need you so much, doo-be-doo, wanna feel your warm touch, and doo-be-doo, dum.
Hanging on my arm to have and to have and to hope and to hope and tonight. Don't want a silver dollar, rabbit's foot on a string. The happiness and your warm caress no rabbit's foot can bring. Come on and be my little good luck charmer, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charmer hanging on my arm. I do have, I do have, I do hope, I do hope tonight.
I Knew You Were Waiting for Me is a Grammy Award-winning number one cut performed by Aretha Franklin and George Michael as a duet in 1987. It also stands as Aretha's biggest hit on adult contemporary radio. The song was a project that helped Michael achieve his ambition to sing with one of his favorite artists, and it reached number one in both the UK singles charts and on Billboard's Hot 100. Remarkably, it was Franklin's first and only UK number one hit. Good Luck Charm was recorded by Elvis Presley and crashed through the ceiling on the Billboard Hot 100 list in April of 1962. It remained on the top of the pile for 2 weeks. It also mirrored that position on the UK singles charts and stayed there for five. We opened with one written by Gretchen Christopher, Barbara Ellis, and Gary Troxell. Then, recording it at home, the Fleetwoods sang Come Softly to Me, an a cappella with the rhythmic shaking of Troxell's car keys. The tape was then sent to Los Angeles, where the sparse instrumental accompaniment was added, simply including an acoustic guitar into the background. Released in 1959, this single hit number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and was the song of that year, as are all that we're playing for you this time. I heard from Tina, Brenda, Stephen, Odetta, Perry, and Al, among the many who checked in this week. I hope to hear from you, too. Got any suggestions on what I should be playing? Let me know by sending email to 3dradio@usa.com or with a message on our Facebook page, which has links to the archives of all the earlier episodes and graphics in the photos section. I wish I could take phone calls like Bart Shore does for his Time Warp Radio. Sometimes he's like Debbie Harry, who's going to show us how to do it right after I tell you that this is the voice of Mercyhurst University, 88.5 FM and 1530 AM, WMCE, Erie, Pennsylvania, and The Choice on ZCOMRadio.com, 105.5, WZCM, Schaumburg, and Chicago. I'm Uncle Marty, along with Sean, featuring Billboard Songs of the Year this time, here on the award-winning 3D Radioactivity.
Yeah. by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was going strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
Rock and roll.
The most successful version of Eddie Floyd and Steve Cropper's blues tune, Knock on Wood, was recorded by Amy Stewart, who made the most recognized copy of the song in 1979. It was Amy's debut single and reached number one in the U.S. in April, as well as charting on the soul singles and dance lists. It also made the top 10 twice in the U.K., at number 6 of that year, and a remix which hit number 7 in 85. Stewart's rendition of this number was also featured in the 1998 film The Last Days of Disco. We switched gears and genres with I Love Rock and Roll, written in 1975 by Alan Merrill and Jake Hooker, who recorded the first released version. This number was later made famous by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts when it came out in 1982. This became a Billboard Hot 100 number one single for 7 weeks and Song of the Year, effectively launching Jett's solo career. It was certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America, representing 2 million units shipped to stores. This success propelled her album of the same name to number two on the Billboard 200. We began with Call Me, the track by the American new wave band Blondie. Released in early 1980 as a single, it ranked number one for 6 weeks on our chart of focus, where it became the band's biggest and second number one. It also hit the apex of the listings in the UK and Canada, where it was their fourth and second chart topper, respectively. You may remember that it was the main theme song of the film American Gigolo. European producer Giorgio Moroder originally had asked Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac to help compose and perform a song for the soundtrack. However, Harry stepped up to grab that spotlight as the era of the glittering disco ball faded in the rearview mirror. Let's back up to those days for some more Billboard hits of the year from that decade here on the 3D Radioactivity.
Bye.
We're getting it on with The Sound of Philadelphia, or TSOP, is a 1974 hit recording by MFSB, Mother, Father, Sister, and Brother, featuring vocals by the Three Degrees, a classic example of this soul genre. It was written by Kenneth Gamble and Leon Huff as the theme for the American musical television program Soul Train, which specialized in African-American performers. The single was released on the Philadelphia International label and is arguably the first disco song to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Disco Lady is a 1976 single for Johnny Taylor that went on to become his biggest hit. It spent 4 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 and 6 weeks on their R&B chart in the U.S. It's also the first to be certified platinum and was Taylor's initial offering for Columbia Records. This vinyl release was the very first number one hit with the word disco in its title, although there had been several songs that had already reached number one. Following Thelma Houston's third album, Any Way You Want It, a Boston record pool unanimously recorded positive audience response to Don't Leave Me This Way in dance venues and was selected for release as a single. Houston's version became a massive international hit, topping the soul charts and 9 weeks later, the Hot 100 for 1 week in April of 1977. It peaked at number 13 in the UK, while it also went to number one on the disco chart as the top record of the year. Be sure to look for us on TuneIn.com, GroovyRadio.net, where all the great songs go to play, and InternetFM.com, because the best FM radio is now on the Internet. And remember, you've heard from me, so let me hear from you as well, either by email or with a message on Facebook. Next time, we're going to conclude our awards feature with music from the movies for you and a little guy named Oscar. We've got time for one more Billboard number one hit that was also a special event. The instrumental tracks were recorded ahead of time and sent out to the interested musicians. A letter that stated they should check their ego at the door, and when they arrived at the studio, there was a piece of tape on the floor for each person to stand on, arranged around six microphones in a semicircle. Quincy Jones was lined up as the producer, as Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie were the songwriters. The recording took place on the night of the American Music Awards, January 28, 1985. This was the perfect way to assure that the nearly 40 vocal artists would all be free on a single date. With sales in excess of 20 million copies, it is one of the fewer than 30 all-time singles to have sold at least 10 million copies worldwide. A huge commercial success. It topped all the charts throughout the globe and became the fastest-selling American pop single in history, as it won Grammys in 85 for Song of the Year and Record of the Year. Sean and I will see you next time. Here's Dan Aykroyd, Harry Belafonte, Lindsey Buckingham, Kim Carnes, Ray Charles, Bob Dylan, Sheila E., Bob Geldof, Hall & Oates, Michael Jackson, Randy Jackson, Al Jarreau, Billy Joel, Cyndi Lauper, Huey Lewis and the News, Kenny Loggins, Bette Midler, Willie Nelson, The Pointer Sisters, Lionel Richie, Smokey Robinson, Kenny Rogers, Diana Ross, Paul Simon, Bruce Springsteen, Tina Turner, Dionne Warwick, Stevie Wonder, and other stars with the top song of 1985, who put together a benefit concert to raise money for charity. Here's USA for Africa with We Are the World.
Part of God's great big family. and the truth. You know love is all we need.
Must lend a helping hand.
We are.